Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second, the right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth, the catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Bowman. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting second, the right fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third, the center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Joe Rulo. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Fox reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo misplays the ball. That's an error on Rulo. Partee moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Bowman moves to second. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 1 in the game. Epps takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Epps moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Epps scores. Estalella moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Estilella moves to third. Kell moves to second. JoJo White pinch hits for Joe Rulo. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards short. Newsom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herb Hall now playing second base. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Partee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Partee moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Partee for a passed ball. Garrison moves to second. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Hall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hall reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Bush moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-2 in the game. Black hits a line drive. Black is thrown out after the base hit. Bush scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowman hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive towards short. Bush reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Joe Barry now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Metkovich moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Metkovich scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Tabor reaches third base with a triple. Cronin goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Riba now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Busch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Busch moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-4 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Epps reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Estilella hits a pop-up towards first. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Estolella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Busch hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Riba, and towards Newsom, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-1 in the game. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riba fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Partee hits a line drive into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Garrison strikes out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Epps hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Estolella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Estolella moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Estolella moves to third. Hayes moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0 for 1 in the game. Riba hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Riba reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 5 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Riba moves to third. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riba scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Barrett now pitching. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Wheaton pinch hits for Joe Berry. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.